الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبعه، لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Zat and that being who has blessed us with the greatest bounty that anybody can receive, and that is the bounty of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with Iman, grant us tawfiq and ability to fulfill the dictates of Iman, to fulfill every command of Allah in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala take us away from this world with perfect Iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with the people of perfect Iman. This Iman that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with is the most valuable bounty that anybody can receive. On the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that two people will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person will be a person who had the best life in this world, but he will be a person who left this world without Iman. He will be a person of Jahannam. أَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. And another person will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be a person who had the most difficult life in this world, but he will be from the people of Jannat. He will be a person who left this world with Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika, the angels, to take both these individuals, the disbeliever, and put him into Jahannam, the believer, and put him into Jannat. And thereafter, after a very short moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address both these people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the person, the Jahannami, the person who did not have Iman, regarding his life in this world. هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَتُّهُ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَتُّهُ. Did you enjoy any bounty in the world? Did you see any goodness in the world? And he will take a qasam in Allah's name that he never enjoyed any bounty in the world. Despite having everything of the world, a few moments in the precinct of Jahannam will make him oblivious of the entire worldly life. On the other hand, the person of Iman, who had the most difficult life in this world, he didn't see a day of good in this world, tolerated difficulty upon difficulty. Few moments in the precinct of Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةٌ قَتُّ هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَتُّ. Did you undergo any difficulty in the world? Did you see any hardship in the world? And he will say, he'll take a qasam in Allah's name, that he didn't undergo any difficulty, didn't have to tolerate any hardship in the world. Despite having the most difficult life, in a few moments all will be forgotten. My respected brothers, this is the reality. Reality is not this world. This world is mata'un qaleel, mata'ul ghurur, is a place of deception. It's not real. The only thing that is real, the only place that is real, is akhirat. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبْ. This world is a place of amusement, play. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The real life, the true life, is the life of akhirat. Every day when you wake up in the morning, we have to remind ourselves. And the reminder comes via the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us when you wake up in the morning to recite the dua. One dua is the dua that we have learned in the maktab. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has granted us life after a temporary death. When we went to sleep, it was as if we had passed away. Our souls were taken away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He returned our souls to us. Grant us another opportunity. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in Quran. Not every person who goes to sleep will wake up in the morning. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtaha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha fayumsiku allati qada 'alayha al-maut wa yursilu al-ukhra ila ajalin musamma. Some will pass away in their sleep. Some will be sent back to fulfill that allotted portion of time that Allah gave them in this world. Allah has given us another opportunity to get closer to Him, another opportunity to recognize Him, another opportunity to fulfill why Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world. Another sunnah dua, which we should all strive to learn. And our elders are saying, purpose of this effort is to learn the ilm of deen, to know what Allah Ta'ala wants from us, and to fulfill it according to the sunnah. And one great means of the ma'rifat of Allah, to get closer to Allah, is to learn the masnoon du'as and read it with tadabbur, with contemplation, understanding the meaning, very great means of iman increasing in our hearts. Another dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should recite when he used to wake up: Alhamdulillah alladhi afani fi jasadi. All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala who has granted me afiyat, sound health in my body. We could have woken up in a condition of paralysis. We could have woken up in a condition of blindness, of deafness, of dumbness. Allah Ta'ala granted us complete health, sound health. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani fi jasadi. All praise is due to Allah who granted us afiyat, sound health in our body. Wa radda alayya ruhi. Allah Ta'ala returned my soul to me. Allah taking it away, He returned it to me. Wa adina li bi dhikrihi. And one of the greatest bounties that we can thank Allah for, and Allah Ta'ala granted me permission to remember Him. Every amal of deen, every act of ibadat is not from our own side. We could not have woken up with iman today. We could not have read salah with jamaat today. We could not have done anything. We could not have made tilawat of Quran. Could not have made the dhikr of Allah. Could not have come to the masjid without the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we have to thank Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala reminds us via the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So going back to the first du'a, at the end of du'a, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. You have slept and you have awoken another opportunity in this world, but one day you will sleep and you will only wake up to stand up in front of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. That's a reality. Every morning when you wake up, we are reminded via the du'a that the reality we have to keep in front of us, that I'm on a journey and the journey will end when I will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. This whole life is a preparation. And the result of this preparation that we have made will be seen on the day of Qiyamah. Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'ah? When will Qiyamah take place? Qiyamah, the exact date of Qiyamah, when it will take place, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not given that ilm. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned the attention of the Sahabi to what he's supposed to be asking and what he's supposed to be doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give him an answer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, فَمَاذَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا? What preparation have you made for the Qiyamah you are asking about? So each one of us, every day when we wake up, we have to ask ourselves, today is an additional opportunity Allah Ta'ala gave me. What preparation am I making to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What preparation am I making to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day? That day when nothing will benefit us besides our iman, nothing will benefit us besides our amal saliha. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah in abundance in the Quran Sharif. Again and again Allah Ta'ala uses the word yom, yom, reminding us a day is coming. The last ayat which was revealed, which Mufassirin say, which was revealed, is وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The ayat which comes in the third juz of Quran. That fear that day when you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلْ نَسِّ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. On that day, every soul shall be recompensed in full. Whatever action is done, it will be recompensed in full. And no one will be oppressed. This is a reminder for us. That day is coming. A very, very difficult day. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُّ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Such a day. A day which you cannot even understand. In this day, in this world, a person will never do this. His closest family members, he will abandon them. He will run away from his brother, run away from his own mother and father, from his wife and children. Such a condition will overcome every individual that will make him independent of the rest of creation. He will only be worried about himself. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That day, the two things that he made most effort for, to acquire wealth, to look after his children, to see to their needs, that wealth that he made effort for the whole day, those children that he was worried about the whole day, on that day, that wealth will not benefit him. Those children will not benefit him. If the heart was not corrected, if true iman did not come in the heart, if this body did not produce good true amal. So respected Allah and brothers, every single day is a new day, new opportunity to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the primary effort you have to make is the effort of iman. I have to make the effort of iman. You have to make the effort of iman. Every single individual has to make effort of iman. Because that will be the first question that will pose to us when you enter in the qabr. Qabr is a reality. The questions of qabr are a reality. When a person enters the qabr, he will hear the footsteps of his family members leave. Then the munkar and nakir will come to question him. The first question that will pose to him, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Who is your sustainer? Who is your provider? Who was the one your heart turned to at the time of need? And that day will not be based on a person's logic and intelligence, person's know-how. That day the tongue of the mouth will be sealed. The tongue of the heart will speak. What effort was made on the heart will come forth. If a person had made effort to bring Allah in his heart, he had recognized that Allah is my Rabb, then for him to say Rabbi Allah will be easy. This training of recognizing Allah is our Rabb is via the medium of Salah. Our elders say, the whole Salah Allah Ta'ala is training us to recognize that Allah is my Rabb. From the time we start our Salah, we recite, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. We go into ruku, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. We come up from ruku, Rabbana Walaka Alhamd. We go into sajda, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la. Like this again and again, we are repeating the word Rabb, 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 so that the rububiyat, recognition that Allah is our Rabb, will enter the heart. In the Alim Arwah, Allah posed a question to every soul, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? The whole life we have been trained via Salah to repeat that Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Rabb, Allah is my Rabb. And then the test will come when we close our eyes into the qabr. And the first question, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? So the whole effort, how can I answer the question correctly? And that effort is not an effort of one day or one month or 40 days or 4 months. It's an effort of a lifetime. Because the sign of the success that a person made effort will be at the last moment when he's leaving this world. If we left with iman in the heart, then that is the first sign of success. The next is when he enters the qabr. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, we often hear, and we should have to continue hearing it. Great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his wealth in the path of Allah to such an extent that Allah and his Rasul became happy with his spending. What was his condition at the side of the qabr? He would weep so much that his beard would become wet. People would ask him, when you hear about Jannat and Jahannam, you do not weep like this. Why do you weep so much at the qabr? He said, because I've heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention regarding the qabr, إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِّن مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ, that the qabr is the first stage of the stages of the akhirat. فَمَنْ نَجَى مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرُ مِنْ, whoever passes this stage, the stages that will follow will be easier. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْ, and whoever does not pass this stage, then the stages coming thereafter will be more difficult. My respected elders and brothers, the whole effort is for that stage, that how we can pass that stage. So we have to speak about Allah so much, we have to listen about Allah so much, that Allah enters the deep recess of our heart, that at the time of any condition that comes upon us, good condition, difficult condition, our heart has to turn to Allah. Good condition also, we have to talk about Allah, we have to turn to Allah, we have to attribute to Allah. Not only at the time of difficulty. Naturally, a human being at the time of difficulty will turn to Allah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in Quran. Even the kuffar, when they are in the middle of the ocean, they also have the highest level of ikhlas and turn to Allah Ta'ala with that level of ikhlas. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. The condition of the kuffar also, in the middle of the ocean, nowhere, no one else to turn to, they'll turn to Allah. Difficulty, naturally a person's heart will turn to Allah because he knows no one else can help him. But the condition is not only at the time of difficulty, the time of happiness, the time of prosperity, you have to turn to Allah. Last night our respected Sheikh mentioned in the bayan also, that Allah Ta'ala has given us good conditions. We have to recognize Allah in these good conditions. Allah Ta'ala will see to our needs in the time of difficulty. Regarding the incident of Yunus alayhi salam, which our respected guest spoke about, in one narration it mentioned, that when he was calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from within the whale. So the voice was being heard in the heavens. And the malaika mentioned, صوتٌ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّن مَكَانٍ غَرِيبٍ. This is a voice that we recognize from a place which is very strange. Because he used to turn to Allah Ta'ala in good conditions, at the time of difficulty, his voice was recognized. We also have to turn to Allah Ta'ala in good conditions, attribute everything to Allah. All that we have got in this world, every bounty that we have, not because of our effort, not because of our knowledge, not because of our know-how, everything has to be attributed to Allah. Every good condition that I am enjoying is from Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Every bounty is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every day we have to speak about Allah. Allah is my creator, there is no creator besides Allah. Allah is my sustainer, there is no sustainer besides Allah. Allah is the Malik, is the owner, there is no owner besides Allah. Allah ta'ala makes the sun rise in the morning, set in the evening. Allah ta'ala makes the moon wax and wane, change shape during the month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the tides come in and go out. Allah ta'ala changes day and night, alternation of day and night in the hands of Allah. The changing of the seasons in the hand of Allah. No leaf falls from any tree except with the permission of Allah. No raindrop falls in heaven except with the permission of Allah. No blade of grass grows on the ground except with the permission of Allah. No fruit on any tree comes except with the permission of Allah. No flower sprouts except with the blooms except with the permission of Allah. Every single thing is happening with the permission of Allah. That attribution to Allah has to become on our tongue. Everything we see, we have to negate. And we have to attribute that it's only happening from Allah. The makhluk around us are a test for us to see whether we are going to attribute things to the makhluk or we're going to attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the lesson that the Anbiya alayhi salam taught. Every Nabi that came, he taught his nation that this heart belongs to Allah. It has to turn to Allah ta'ala in every condition. Everything is happening only with the permission of Allah. The most difficult one is myself. I have to negate myself also. I cannot do. Only Allah is doing. I cannot talk. Allah is giving me the ability to talk. I cannot see. Allah is giving me the ability to see. I cannot hear. Allah is giving me the ability to hear. It's not my knowledge. It's not my intellect. It is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not my business that is providing sustenance for me. It is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That same business, if Allah decrees, can be a means of bankruptcy, can be a means of loss. And that same business can be a means of progress. One person didn't go to school one day, but he's a billionaire today. Where the risk came from? If the risk was in the business, if risk was in school, if the risk was in university, if the risk was in the degree, risk was in become a professional, this person without one moment in the school is a billionaire today. Where the risk came from if it was from there? And you get another person, he studied, he was a super professional. He studied and studied again and kept on studying his whole life. But at the end of all the studies, he didn't get a job. No one can afford to hire him because he has too many accolades to his name. So whatever effort he made for, he did something else. I have an family member, he studied 4 years chemical engineering, he never practiced as a chemical engineer one day. He worked in a bicycle shop. Where the risk was, he thought the risk was in his studies, all the money that was put behind the studies. But where the risk was written for him was somewhere else. Many parts of the world, person is doing a menial job. If you look at him and meet him, he's a very highly intellectual person, never got a job. He had to just take whatever Allah blessed him with and to continue. It's not there, it's where Allah decreed it to be. So that yakin to come, my risk is in Allah's hands. It's not in my business, not my profession. It's not in where I see it coming from. It is in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So speak about Allah so much, listen about Allah so much. This is what Anbiya alayhi salam came to teach us, that Allah is the one who is in control. Allah is doing, no one else is doing, no one can do, no one could do, no one will ever be able to do. It is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to bring this into my heart, because when I enter the qabr, I have to answer. No one will be there to support me. On that day, there is no advocate, there is no lawyer, there is no contact. Everything will be linked to what is found in my heart. Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. That attribution to Allah has to become in this world, so it becomes easy for us to say it in the qabr. This is the first effort, the effort of Iman, the most important effort. That which is the most important, unfortunately, the least amount of attention is showed towards it. That which is the determining factor of our success in Akhirat. So again and again, I have to speak about Allah. Well, let's say minimum 25 occasions daily. 25 occasions daily, we have to speak about Allah. We have to take out the time, we have to make the effort. It won't just happen, it won't just come in passing. We have to look for the opportunity, seize the opportunity to give da'wah, because da'wah is my need, is my hajat, is my need. Just as eating food is my need, just as drinking water is my need, just as wearing clothes is my need, just as sleeping is my need, I have to understand that da'wah is my need. It's my ruhani need, the spiritual need of my heart. I have to speak about Allah, listen about Allah every day, so that Allah enters my heart. And the test will come to see where my attribution is going, where my heart is resorting to. Allah will test us. That is why we are in this world. Our respected guest mentioned yesterday, the reason we are here is ibtila, to be tested. This test will come different forms. Through good conditions, the test will come. To difficult conditions, the test will come. The test is to see where our heart turns to at that time. That where the heart turns to, that is Rabb. If the heart is turning to a bank manager, then we have made the bank manager our Rabb. Heart is turning to our business, we have made our business our Rabb. Heart is turning to some wealthy friend of ours, we have made the wealthy friend our Rabb. The heart has to turn to Allah Ta'ala in every condition. And the effort is required on the heart for that to happen. It won't just happen like that. The second effort you have to make is to bring yaqeen and conviction that only in the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is my success. In any other way, there will be failure. I have to understand, yaqeen, conviction. I will go to the toilet, I will go to relieve myself. In the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my success is written in it. Recently there was one pious person, one Miyaji, one Morana from Mewat. He came off to South Africa, he was here recently also. In one bayan in Johannesburg, he mentioned one incident. He said there was one person who entered the toilet and he collapsed in the toilet and passed away. So many people, they felt bad about how he had passed away. What a place to have passed away. Even his family members worried and concerned that why he passed away in the toilet. But he was known to be a pious person, a person who was deendar, committed to deen. After he had passed away, somebody had seen him in the dream and asked him how he had fared in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said to this effect that when I was brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, It was mentioned to me that you are forgiven, because when you enter the toilet, you enter according to the sunnah. You fulfill the sunnah, you're going to relieve yourself. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala forgave you. So even in relieving ourselves, we follow the sunnah, it is beloved to Allah. Every single aspect of our life, our eating, our drinking, our talking, our walking, everything has to come according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should not undermine, we should not look down, consider unimportant any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We do not know behind which sunnah is written our najat and our success. The ulama ikram explained different aspects of the sunnah. One is our outer form, our surah has to come according to the sunnah. How Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked, how he dressed has to be according to the sunnah. The seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to become our life. The sarirat, the innermost feelings, what was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fikr, the worry and the concern has to become ours. Similarly, our ulama ikram explained, our adat, our mundane activities according to the sunnah, our ibadat, the acts of worship according to the sunnah, and even our efforts of deen has to be according to the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala has accepted us to take part in a very important effort of deen. How this effort of deen has come according to the sunnah. Our ta'lim according to sunnah. Our gash according to sunnah. Everything must be according to the sunnah. The more it is filled with sunnah, the more it is acceptable in Allah's court. So this yaqeen to come in our heart, that only in fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be my success. In doing anything else, in following anyone else, there is no success, no guarantee. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is linked to the sunnah. So this effort, Allah ta'ala has blessed us. How our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how our iman in sunnah of Rasulullah can come into our hearts. And this requires da'wah. We have to give da'wah every day, that my success only lies in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Following any other way will lead me to doom and destruction. And with this yaqeen in our heart, we have to read salah every day. Salah is that means which to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our salah has to come according to the sunnah. The outer part of our salah according to sunnah. The inner part of our salah according to sunnah. Khushu and khudu, we have to read salah. Long rakats of nafil salah to increase the devotion in our salah. Together with this, the ilm of deen. Very, very necessary. How to read salah, how to pay zakat, how to go for hajj, how to fulfill the commands of Allah. What are the sunnahs of Rasulullah and every command of Allah? This you have to learn, you have to go to the ulama-i kiram. Every day you have to make an effort, how more of the knowledge of deen come into my life. Those aspects which are fard, the ulama ikram explain, it is fard to learn about those aspects. Salah is fard, to learn about salah is fard. Zakat is fard, to learn about zakat is fard. Hajj is fard, to learn about hajj is fard. Like this year, we are involved in business, we are involved in different aspects. We have to know, learn the knowledge of those aspects. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, no one was allowed to do business in Medina until he learned the knowledge of business. Because that's also part of our deen. You will do a business transaction wrong, you will get sin. It goes against what the Sharia tells us. Like this, how to interact with our wives and children, how to interact with our neighbors, how to interact with our parents. Every aspect has ilm attached to it. This ilm is very, very necessary. We have to go to the ulama ikram and learn. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us in this country. There are abundance of ulama ikram. Let us take our time and go and sit in the company of the ulama to learn about our deen, so our deen, our life will come according to deen. Our elders repeatedly say the maqsad of the effort is not the effort. The maqsad of the effort is our deen to come alive in every person's life. Our lives firstly and the lives of everyone. For this ilm is necessary. Together with the ilm is amal. To bring the dhikr of Allah. One is the dhikr of Allah in our tongue. Take our time daily to make the dhikr of Allah. But the true dhikr is that itaat has to come in our life. According, we have to practice according to the ilm. And just as we have to fulfill the commands of Allah, follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are not living individual lives. We are living with people around us. Especially the believers around us, they have very great rights over us. Believer in the court of Allah Ta'ala is a very valuable person because he has iman in his heart. One believer will be left in this world, the whole world will continue to run. Just on the mere existence of one believer taking Allah's name, the whole world will continue. That's how valuable every individual of iman is. So how we can fulfill the rights of every believer with keeping the iman in his heart in front of us, fulfill his rights. We will strive to fulfill his rights. Allah will fulfill our needs. Allah will take care of our needs. Allah will look after us. And like this, every single thing we do, we have to do only for Allah. Person doing great a'mal, but did it for besides Allah, did it for someone besides Allah, on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be from those people who will be used to ignite Jahannam. The mujahid strove in the path of Allah, gave his life for Allah. The alim and qari who learnt and taught deen. The generous man who spent in the path of Allah. The amal was very great. But because the intention was corrupt, he will be the means of igniting Jahannam, starting the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So this, our elders say, we have to look at the motivation behind the amal. What was the catalyst behind doing the action? What motivated us to do the action? That motivation has to be only Allah. When we bring Allah in our heart through giving da'wah and iman coming strong, then iman and ikhlas are linked. The stronger the iman, the more ikhlas will come in our heart. That directly linked to our da'wah is our ikhlas. The more da'wah we give, iman will increase. The stronger the iman, the stronger the ikhlas. In respect to Allah and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has sent us with a very, very great responsibility. Starting from us, till the last person who come before Qiyamah. How every single person can be saved from Jahannam. How every single person can go to Jannah. For this is a great effort required. If you look in the life of Nabi Sallam and Sahaba, what sacrifice was given? Every type of sacrifice was given. Nabi Sallam and Sahaba tolerated, they tolerated hunger for the sake of Allah. In one narration they mentioned Hayatul Sahaba. One Sahabi mentions, أَلَسْتُمْ فِي طَعَامٍ وَشَرَابٍ مَا شِئْتُمْ. Are you all not in the whatever food and drink you all desire, whatever you all desire, food and drink you all are having? وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ نَبِيَّنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَمَا يَجِدُ مِنَ الدَّقَلِ مَا يَمْلَوْ بَطْنَهُ. And I saw Rasulullah SAW in such a condition, even the lowest grade of dates, he did not find sufficient amount of that dates to fill his stomach. The greatest of Allah's creation had to tolerate jew and hunger for the sake of Allah. Tolerated thirst for the sake of Allah. Tolerated cold for the sake of Allah. Tolerated heat for the sake of Allah. What sacrifices Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to go through for that beautiful deen to reach us in a pristine and pure form. We are not asked to give that level of sacrifice, but we have to put ourselves forward for some sacrifice so that this complete deen come in our life and this deen can spread to the last person to come before Qiyamah. For that we have to put ourselves forward. Our elders say, we have to give sacrifice. We have to increase our level of sacrifice. The more sacrifice we give for Allah, the more Allah will bless us with hidayat firstly. And Allah will accept us and use us as a means of hidayat for others. So let us make niyat, inshallah. Today is a very important day of the year. Our ijtima will be taking place, youth ijtima. How all the youth of our whole of KwaZulu-Natal can come for the program. Maqsad is not the program. Program is only the means. But the purpose is how they can come and get encouraged to give their life for Allah's deen. To make a turn, to make tawbah. To leave the life of sin, leave a life of ghaflat, and to come on a life of ibadat, itaat, and a life of giving sacrifice and striving in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make niyat, inshallah, this time of the year now. Maximum of jamaat come out in a path of Allah. The whole year has passed. We have not spent time in a path of Allah. Let us make niyat. Those who have not spent 4 months, let us make niyat to spend 4 months in a path of Allah. Those who have spent 4 months, the cars are 4 months foreign, 4 months pedal. And minimum, inshallah, we should make niyat. At least a year, the year should not pass without us completing one chilla, 40 days in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Make niyat, mashallah. Shu'ib, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Yaqubai, mashallah. Adam, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Uzair, mashallah. Khalid, mashallah. Muhammad, mashallah. Allah accept. Isa, 4 months, mashallah, every year. Sadiq bhai, mashallah. Murana, mashallah, Allah accept. Haji Ziyad, mashallah, accept. By Mahmoud Akhtar, mashallah, Allah accept. Keep making niyat. Every opportunity to make niyat, you should make niyat. Haji Mahmoud Saeed, mashallah, Allah accept. Ji Mu'alim, mashallah, Allah accept. Keep making niyat. Every opportunity we get, ji. Yusuf, mashallah, Allah accept. Mashallah. Haji Ahmed Sheikh, mashallah, Allah accept. Hafiz Muawiyah, mashallah. Then? MashaAllah. Allah accept us. Keep making every opportunity you give, make niyat, you should make niyat. We do not know when Allah will accept us. When's a moment of acceptance? But we should put ourselves forward. We heard from this member, one of our elders mentioned there was one person who made niyat one Friday night for 4 months. And he went on one side, tafakkur time, and he was crying. So they asked him, what happened? He said, for 8 years I've been making niyat every Friday night. Now Allah Ta'ala has granted me the ability, the means to go for 4 months. So we have to keep making the niyat, keep asking Allah. It's not within our capability or ability to go in the path of Allah. The wealthiest person, his wealth can't take in the path of Allah. The strongest person, his strength can't take in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The person with the most free time, his free time can't take in the path of Allah. The busiest person, the poorest person, the person who doesn't have any means, Allah can take him in the path of Allah. Because Allah is not in need of these asbab. Allah is free of asbab. So we have to put ourselves forward again and again and ask Allah for acceptance. Keep making niyat, mashallah. Mansoor, mashallah, Allah accepts. Keep making niyat, mashallah. Hafiz Abdul Razak, mashallah, accept. Junaid, inshallah, Allah accept. Today is the last opportunity also. We should go back. Those that are going back, go back. And make effort, maximum effort. In the hadith it comes, Al-ibratu bil-khawatim. Consideration is given to what happens at the end. So there's, even maybe I'm the worst, I'm most at fault. Maybe we didn't make effort, sufficient effort on all our youngster area, but this last day, at least we should try. Try to meet every youngster again. Try to remind him. Try to make tartib for him. Put him in the car. Make tartib for him to come. Bring him to the program. Our effort is the little effort. To bring him out of his home. Bring him to the house of Allah. And we hand him over to Allah. We turn to Allah in dua. Oh Allah, I brought him to your house. You take care of him. We do not know that youngster will become the means. He died of mankind. We don't know. If you look at all the efforts of deen, our country and the world, started off with one youngster. He also was a young person like the youngsters who will come today. What was written behind him, no one knew. But somebody made effort on him, somebody made dua for him. He shone in the world, the person made effort, no one knew him. But all the reward is going to his account. So we can be the hidden people behind the youngsters who will thrive and flourish in the world. A little bit effort, we just go and remind them again, make tartib for them to come, bring them to the program, and we leave it to Allah. Allah will look after them, inshallah. We all will try, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq. Those who are going in the path of Allah, out in the path of Allah, should come forward for hidayat. Though if anyone has completed the time for wapsi, inshallah, should come on the one side. The rest of us, inshallah, we should complete our ishraq, our elders say. every day let us make it part of our life to complete our ishraq. We will read 2 rakats, we will get the reward of complete hajj and umrah. Another 2 rakats, all our needs for the day will be fulfilled. Our maqsad of our effort is to bring deen in our life, to bring sunnah in our life. This should become part and parcel of our life, that every day we should read ishraq. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم لا شهد الله إلا أنت سبحانك ربك رب العزة عما يصفون.